Hey everyone, I want to just welcome you to River Church Online. It's Pastor Mark, and this is our first Sunday of exclusively doing church as a community via the internet. I got to tell you, this is a crazy thing, and this is not something that I'm normally used to doing, but today we're going to try it and experiment with it, and hopefully over the course of the next few weeks, while we're actually not able to meet as one body, we will be able to gather around our computers. So I want to invite you, if you've got some friends that are not sick, have them come over, or as a family, sit around the fire and your iPhone. I don't know whatever it looks like, but I just want to encourage you to gather and to grow together. A couple of things we just want to start off by saying, this coronavirus has been pretty crazy, and it is a bummer that we can't meet together. You know, one of our main things, our why as a church is to bring kingdom community to where we work, play, and live so that others can know God. And so for us right now, we're doing a different kind of community, right? Because we're online, we're not together. And so the vibe is a little bit different. But we know that we can still be like-minded under one covering, coming to each and every one of you, and we can come together and worship the Lord. Speaking of worship, and I'll remind you of this at the end, we're not going to do a traditional music set of worship today. Instead, what I'd like you to do is, after the message is done, put on a Spotify mix, something kind of quiet, something that some worship music that you can play in the background. And I want you to do three different things for me. I want you to take 5 minutes, and I want you to just give thanksgiving to the Lord. Thank Him. 5 minutes of thanksgiving. 5 minutes of just telling God what you're thankful for. Thankful for maybe just that you can worship the Lord. Thankful that you are in homes. Thankful that you can enjoy the scenery. Thankful that your family is healthy. Thankful that you're all together. I don't know. Whatever it is that you're thankful for, I want you to just take 5 minutes as a group, wherever you are, and just lift up those thanksgivings to the Lord. Second thing I want you to do is I want you to take 5 minutes and praise Him. Give Him glory. Let Him know how amazing He is. Let Him know how He has impacted your life. And just lift up His name as you would glorify Him in a song of worship or in a time of just reflection of being in awe of God. And then thirdly, I just want to encourage you to bring your prayer requests. Take 5 minutes after the first two and lift up your prayers. So, you know, God, help our country survive the coronavirus. Help our world grow closer to you. Whatever it is that those things, those prayer requests that you have, I want to just encourage you to lift those things up and just share those with the Lord. So that'll take you 15 minutes, and that's usually what it would take for us during our worship time, about three songs worth of worship. So thanksgiving, 5 minutes, 5 minutes of praise, and 5 minutes of prayer requests. So just lift those things up to the Lord when we're done. And then if you feel like you want to continue with worship, that'll be an awesome thing to do. Also, we've got kids ministry stuff that is hopefully in your hands or online. We're going to be sending out PDFs of all of our kids curriculum so that you can read the Bible stories with your kids and do projects with them throughout the week. It's going to be a pretty fun thing. And we hope that you can engage even in this time of social distancing or social isolation, that you can, as a family, grow closer to the Lord. That is our heart in all of this. I want to give you a couple more just short announcements. One, I want to remind you that, yes, we are online and we are not meeting in the sanctuary. For the next 8 weeks, we are going to be doing this as church, talking to you via the internet, Facebook Live, on our app, or on our website, and I'll get those addresses in just a second. But we're not going to be meeting as a church in the building. And so we want to just invite you to engage with us online. So that means if you're on Facebook Live with us, you can actually make comments, and we'll have people there to comment back, to do prayer requests with you, and to just engage on a social level back and forth on our Sunday morning services. Also, you can go to trcdurango.com and go to the sermons page, and right at the top, you'll be able to watch our sermons live. And then, which I'm so excited about, you can go on our app and you can check out our The River Church Durango app. And when you open that, there's lots of options. You can go to sermons, and from sermons, it'll say watch live. It'll have listen, it'll have sermon notes, and it will have something that will take you to our YouTube channel. Yeah, we have a YouTube channel too. It's TRC Durango, if you're looking for it. All of those things you'll be able to access and just be a part of the conversation as we move forward in our services. So some other things that are canceled or that we're not doing here at the church. One is midweek. We're not going to be doing midweek here. You're going to be able to just engage in the services like anybody else online. We're not going to be having roots in the underground. Instead, we're going to be talking to you guys all sorts of ways, engaging in conversations. Who knows how it's going to look, but I know it's going to be really sweet and it's going to be super fun. So we'll just see how that all works. Obviously, no kids ministry, and we're not going to be doing MOPS here at the church for the next few weeks. Roughly, it's 8 weeks of time at home. And this is an interesting thing for us because many of us, if you're like me, I'm always on the go, moving, going fast, thinking of the next thing, always planning all of these things together. And at times, really, I have neglected family time. I've neglected personal God time. And I've neglected marriage time with Jill. And why would anybody not want to do that with their spouse or with your friends, of having that just that time together? Well, when we get busy, we just tend to lose sight of so many things. And so during this 8 weeks, I want to encourage you to slow down, breathe, relax, focus on your relationships, not just with the people around you, but focus on your relationship with God. This is a powerful time. And I really do feel that in this season where we can get stressed out, God is actually using this to slow us down, to focus on each other, and most importantly, to focus on Him. So with this, with all of this, we are just trying to navigate this new normal. And so won't you partner with us as we do this? Finally, with the new normal, we recognize that you're not able to, on a Sunday morning, drop your giving envelope or drop your tithes or offerings in the bucket. And so what we want to do is invite you to a few different options. One, you can give on our app. There's a whole section, a button that you can press that will actually take you to a giving link that you can give on our app. Or you can go to trcdurango.com, which is where you may be streaming this from right now on the sermons page. There's a little blue box on the upper right-hand corner, and that says give. You can type that, and it can just you can walk through the process of giving online there as well. A more analog way of giving is that you can drive by our mailbox, and there's a little slot that you can just drop your giving envelope in there. And so you can just put in an envelope, or you can do what you need to do there. But we'll be still gathering the mail every day and engaging in stuff here at the office. So if you need to email or call or communicate with us in one of those ways, we will be around to engage in a conversation with you. Lastly, with all of this, just in terms of announcements, in terms of community, let's work together in that if you have some things, some needs, some ideas for how to engage in community, maybe with our older community where they have been recommended to stay inside their houses. Maybe some other people can find out what their grocery needs are, go grab their groceries and drop them off for them, or do some other things that we can just help out. You know, maybe during the snow, if it's supposed to snow here pretty soon. But in any case, shovel the walkway or mow a lawn, whatever it takes. I think that we need to just engage in loving our neighbors as we love ourselves, right? Awesome. Well, let me pray for us this morning. And as we've been just sharing all of these different things of their announcements and all of this stuff, let me pray. And then we'll get started with the message. God, I thank you so much for this morning. I thank you that we can gather together online, on our computers, on our TVs, on our smartphones or iPads or tablets or wherever we are engaging in this conversation this morning. I just thank you that we can gather like-minded, Jesus-loving, coming together to hear a word, to hear what you have to say to us today. So Lord, I just pray that you would speak to all of our hearts. Holy Spirit, that you would just engage with us and allow us to receive what you have for us this morning. Lord, we love you. We love your word, and we love what you're doing. And so God, may we never forget that this is not out of your hands, that this was something that was not unforeseen by you, but you have all of this. You love us deeply, and your desire is for us to love you more. So may we, in this season of being socially distanced or socially isolated, may we in this season actually come to be closer socially, physically, emotionally, spiritually closer to you, God. And may we just love you deeper in all of this. We thank you, God, and we lift up this time in your name. Amen. Amen. Well, hey, I want to just share a little bit from the word this morning. So it's not going to be a very long message as we are working this through. It's going to be a little bit shorter of a Sunday morning for everybody this week. But we're going to continue to have different people speaking the word and sharing stuff. So I'm really excited about what we're going to be doing here online. So this message this morning, I want to just reflect on the fact that where we are at as a community, where we are at as a country, and even as where are we at as in the world, there's a lot of fear, right? There's a lot of people freaking out and being very scared about what's going on around us. All the businesses closing down. What does that look like financially for everybody? All of the sickness that can happen is, will I get infected? Will that mean that my parents will get infected? Will that mean that they am I putting them at risk for really getting in a lot of hurt and pain because of my being infected? There's so much fear about what's going on and everything being closed. It's like, what am I gonna do? I'm used to skiing, or I found out just the other day that even yesterday that the San Juan River down by Navajo Dam, where I love to go fishing, is closed. They closed the river. I can't believe it. So frustrating for me. But in any case, there's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of anger that's going around. And understandably so, it has almost in some ways consumed a lot of our thinking, which is why we're talking about it today. So fear is not something that is just in our day and age. Fear is something that's been happening throughout time. People being scared is something that is natural. I know that many people like to watch really scary movies and they love to get scared. I'm not one of those people. I would rather not walk in fear. I'd rather not be scared. I just like to be sure of things and not get my heart jumping and racing in those ways. But in any case, I just want you to know that this is not something that's just meant for our season in our life. I want to read you guys some scripture today, and I want to look at a story with Jesus. And if you have your Bibles, which I hope that you do, because hey, this is, you got time, right? So you can actually pause it if you want. Go get your Bible, or get your Bible on your Bible app on your phone or wherever you look at it. But get your Bible, and then you can repress play. So in any case, I want to go look at Mark chapter 4. And starting in verse 35, I want to read this story to you guys as we look at what happened to the disciples and with Jesus. So here it is. It says in verse 35, chapter 4 of Mark, it says, "That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, 'Let's go over to the other side.' Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, don't you care if we drown?' He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, 'Quiet, be still.' Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, 'Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?' They were terrified and asked each other, 'Who is this, that even the wind and the waves obey him?'" I love this story. I love this story. And I put myself in the shoes of the disciples. Because after all, when we look at the word, we should always be looking for ways that we can fit ourselves into the story, because this word, the word of God, is such an example of how we are to live our lives. And Jesus is speaking to us, not just to his disciples, but he's speaking to us. In this moment, we can see just a few things, just in context of the scripture. One is that we get to see Jesus's humanity. In the earlier parts of the chapter, and in the early parts of the story of what Jesus is walking through, he has been healing people, doing miracles. He has just been going all out to changing people's lives. And we're getting to see in this moment just a little bit of the humanity of Jesus. He's tired. He's beat down. He's with a few of his guys, and they are all going in multiple boats across the lake, and they are just going to take some time to rest. Jesus is resting. Can you imagine how tired he must have been to stay asleep in the middle of a squall on these boats, where everybody's freaking out, everybody's screaming, everybody's bailing the water out of the boats, water is splashing over, and Jesus is still crashed out, sleeping in the boat. He had to be exhausted because of what he had been doing previous to this moment. So we get to see a little bit of his humanity, which I like to see, because a lot of times we focus on the fact that he quieted the oceans, you know, quieted the waters and quieted the storms. But we also get to see in this moment here, Jesus is a man. And he's worked hard and he's tired. Like I said before, many of us have been working hard, hard for a long time, hard for years. And this actually may be the first moment in your life where you can actually stop, slow down, and breathe. Didn't Jesus say, "Be still and know that I am God"? I mean, he calls us to a place of rest. He calls us to a place of quieting our hearts. He calls us to a place in this season, I really feel, that we are to slow down. We've been moving way too fast, as the Simon and Garfunkel song goes, "Slow down, you move too fast." You know what I'm saying? And so here it is. I totally dated myself, by the way. I digress. Anyway, here we go. Be still. Slow down. This is a moment where we can fully capitalize on this opportunity to slow down and to take time with our family, our friends, and our Father. So would you do that? Breathe. Just try that real quick. Breathe with me. Some of you might be yawning right now. Yeah, I know how it goes. I felt a little lightheaded. It's good to get oxygen in your brain. Do you realize how many people in us, in our world today, breathe like this all the time? We're slow, shallow breathers. And I want us to just take moments and breathe slower. Let's look into the humanity of Jesus and see that even he needed rest. Let's take rest. This is a great opportunity to do so. I also see something in this scripture that is so cool. Yes, Jesus can speak. Jesus can do the miraculous. He calls out when the disciples woke him up. And he actually spoke to the wind and the waves, and he says, "Quiet, be still." This is such a cool thing to know about our Heavenly Father, about the miraculous, about what Jesus can do in a moment. You see, he can calm a storm. And I know that he can also quiet a disease. He can heal the sick, makes the lame walk, the blind to see. So he can get rid of this coronavirus. Now, we need to know that God in his 30,000 foot view sees a larger picture than what we have in this very moment. But I want to encourage you. You can pray. Ask the Lord, "God, if this is your will to remove the coronavirus in a moment, please do it. Please take this." But I think ultimately what his desire is for us to come into relationship with him. And that's a really big deal with what I see with his disciples right now, as they're freaking out. You and I are freaking out. You and I are looking at our world and the chaos that we're finding ourselves in and going, "How in the world are we going to get out of this?" We're bailing. We're trying to figure out how to save our 401ks, or how to keep our businesses afloat, or how to endure having our kids at home for 8 weeks and not being able to go out all that much or to do many things. I mean, we could be freaking out over all of this stuff, but let me just encourage you that Jesus has it in the palm of his hand. This is not something that is coming as a surprise to him. And he has everything under control. Why do I know this? Well, think about it. Jesus sent his disciples out on the lake, fully knowing that there was going to be a squall. He knew what was going to happen. He knew that the minute that they got out in the middle where he was going to be asleep, he knew that there was going to be a storm that was going to rush in and scare everybody like crazy. This did not come as a shock to him. And yet the disciples in this moment continued to freak out. You see, I think that in a season like this where we can be afraid and we do cry out to Jesus, which is not a wrong thing, he may say to us, hey, why are you afraid? Why are you not having the faith that there's being offered to you? Hold on to that. I've got everything under control. I know that it seems like it's so crazy right now, but hang in there. The word says, don't worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow take care of itself. Instead, with prayer, lift up your things to the Lord. Throughout the Bible, it talks about to not fear, for the Lord is with us. I want to encourage you today that like the disciples, they were afraid, but Jesus is bigger than the situation at hand. Allow the Lord to be your strength. Allow the Lord to give you that spirit of love, power, and of self-discipline or a sound mind, depending on the translation of the Bible that you listen to. Allow God to move in your life in such a way to give you the peace and the comfort that you need in this season. He's got everything under control, you guys. And I am excited to see what happens. Not in a place of fear, not in a place of reckless abandon, to just try to say, whoo-hoo, you only live once, baby, let's go. I'm not thinking that, but I'm excited to see how God is going to be glorified in this moment. Because it says what? That he works all things out for good, right? For those who believe in him. So I want to just encourage you to plant your trust, plant your faith firmly in the Lord. Pray, seek him, look to him, because he is the one that will give you the comfort. He is the one that will give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. And he is the one who loves you so much that he would not allow something like this unless there was a purpose that he had. And we don't know what that is, but I'm excited to just go along for the ride. May you be encouraged this morning. May you not walk in fear, but may you begin to engage in a deeper relationship with the Lord. Because look at this. At the end of it, it says, they were terrified and they asked each other, who is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? Yeah, they're freaked out a little bit because God is so big. And Jesus could do these things because he is the Son of God. But may you be in a way freaked out by the amazing goodness of God. And may what he does in your life get you excited and may it grow your faith even larger. Guys, I love you. And I'm excited to see what God has in store for all of us. May you not walk in fear, but may you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him so that he can direct your paths. That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I'm excited for this season of what we're going to do. Let's engage in conversation and let's grow together in our love for the Lord. Let me close in prayer as we finish up and wrap up today. God, I thank you so much for this morning. I thank you for this opportunity for us to gather together online. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and we pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we lift your name on high and we are so, so trusting in you. Help us, Lord. Remove the fear. Break the spirit of fear in our land and in our country. Break the spirit of fear that it's in our homes. Help us to see that your hand is on the situation. And even though we may not understand all that's going on, May we trust in you. God, we love you. And we know that more than that, you love us. So move in our lives. Transform our hearts. Bring us a peace that surpasses understanding. We give you all glory and honor this morning and thank you. We lift all this up in your name. Amen. Amen. Well, hey, I just want to remind you about the worship. Remember, thanksgiving, praise, and prayer requests. Do those three things. Put on a Spotify playlist or an iTunes playlist, whatever you feel like. Put on a record or an 8-track or a CD. Any of those things will work. Just put on some music and lift up the name of the Lord. Also, I want to finish by saying this. If you are joining us today and you don't know Jesus and you don't have a relationship with him, I want to invite you right now to just get on our Facebook Live, and I want you to just put out there that you'd like to have Jesus in your life. Would you do that? Would you just begin a relationship, a time? We want to reach out to you and pray with you and get you started on this path of salvation, introducing you to this amazing relationship that you can have with Jesus. Because Jesus can give you a peace. And if you're feeling at this time where you just are struggling to find peace and you don't know where to get it, I want to encourage you today. Go to the Lord. Go to him. He's the one that will give you the peace in the midst of the storm. All right? Well, yeah. Put that stuff out there on Facebook, and we will see you again next week. We're going to continue to give you content and continue to speak out. You'll see our faces all the time on Facebook and in random spots. So we love you guys. Sorry that we can't hang out together and give each other's hugs and high fives at church today. But know that our hearts are with you, and we are so excited when the day comes that we can all hang out together and have a big party and give each other hugs and high fives once again. So take care, you guys. Have a great rest of your day. And enjoy worshiping the Lord from your homes. God bless you.